This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we'd like to start off with your phone calls. Oh, whatever's on your mind. You know, the bow season's been in full swing now for, well, since September 7th. We've had a number of deer that were taken around the area. Some of them have been nice bucks. Some of them have been mediocre bucks. Some of them have been antlerless deer. And it's just a way to get out there and get the season started off. Now, personally, I haven't been for deer yet. Let's see, what did we do this week? Thursday must have been. Yep, I went to the property that I've been hunting in Cecil County for the last 17 years, and got together with the hunt coordinator up there and a friend of mine, and we visited three of our stand locations, and we put out our mineral plots. Just should have put them out in the spring, but just did not. And, you know, just getting it all coordinated. Cleaned the stands out a little bit, sprayed the wasp's nest that were in the stands. You know, they're permanent box stands. Scraped out a little space and put a mineral plot down. Picked out some trees for some trail cameras, and we're getting ready to see what's up there. We don't bow hunt it, so aren't really concerned about seeing what's going on early on. But that'll probably change now that we've got the investment in the trail cameras. And I mean, as far as seeing deer, we won't necessarily still hunt them till muzzleloader season. But good signs were there. We found a couple deer rubs and a number of trails and some big tracks and some little tracks. And so one of the trails back to one of the stands is blocked by a giant tree that fell down in the storm that came before the 4th of July. So we had to go alternate route there to get around that. And good looking potential there this year. So we will see what happens, and that's in Cecil County where I hunt. So that's good. That's good. We've got a few reports because of our publication, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We've had some people get in touch with us with stories and photos and things like that. Some of the bucks have been in velvet. Some of the bucks have been most of the bucks that I've heard about or people have seen on their trail cameras or seen in the woods have been rubbed off. The velvet's been gone. And, of course, yesterday would have been the traditional opener, the 15th. But, as you know, the season opened a week ago. I don't know if I told you last week or not. The bear lottery choices were picked. If you have not been notified, which you should have been, you didn't get picked probably. So the managed hunts applications have all had to have been in. The lottery forms have been sent, and so we're geared up for hunting season. As I mentioned last week, I'd been infested by chiggers and a few deer ticks. What an ordeal. What an ordeal. That will never, ever happen to me again. Trust me. The chigger infestation, I calculate to be about 500 bites or so. That's a lot of chiggers. They were spread out over both arms, both legs, and more. And I'll tell you how it progresses. You get bitten, and you don't know you've been bitten. And the evidence doesn't show up for a day and a half, 2 days. I was hunting on the 1st in Dorchester County, dove hunting with my grandson, walked into some high grass to retrieve a bird a couple of times, had long pants on, and I had not sprayed down, and I will now spray down with something that contains permethrin, usually a product called Repel or a product called Sawyer's, which will be on my clothing and on my boots no matter where I venture in any temperature that's above freezing. But anyway, I was bitten. I thought I might have seen some evidence that there was something on my arms. I don't know what it was. It looked like pepper, and I rubbed it off for the most part, picked it off, scratched it off. Well, here's how the progression goes. That was Saturday. Nothing Sunday. Sunday night, on my one forearm, I thought I might have gotten bitten by a mosquito or something like that. And Monday morning when I woke up, I was covered with little red bumps. The condition of those little red bumps increased to almost unbearable conditions. To as far as itching is concerned, it took everything in my resolve not to scratch them. I did not go to the doctor until this week with a regularly scheduled appointment. And I said, look, I went to a pharmacy and I said, what do you have? I said, do you have Chigarid or one of the commercial applications? And they said, we usually keep it, but we're out. And I wasn't in town at that time. I said, okay, that's fine. What do you recommend? I said to the pharmacist, and she said, Benadryl, internal Benadryl. I'm not a big fan of the external creams. Well, you know, you do both. So I lived on Benadryl for about a week. The bites got infected. They became like little blisters almost. And what happens is when the chigger larva bites you, adult chiggers do not bite you. They do not feed on blood, so to speak, or skin. The larva actually drills through your epidermis, your upper layer of skin, and feeds on your dermis and injects in the bite site. It's like a little tunnel, a little feeding tube, injects whatever they inject in there to help harvest the little skin cells in your skin, and that's the bite site. The bite site, contrary to popular belief, chiggers do not bury under your skin, nor do they lay eggs. They bite you, and they drop off. The bite then becomes infected. That little tube, that little feeding pipe becomes infected. And that's what causes the raised bumps. That's what causes the itching. That's what causes all of the effects. Once that core, that infection, crystallizes, it works its way back out through the surface of the bite, and you can actually scratch that little tube off, that little crystal of infection off the bites, and that's when they begin to heal. And that's where I was Monday night, Tuesday. Still today, some of those are still coming out. But the bite sites have faded considerably. They're now just fading and pink rather than bright red bumps. They've gone down quite a bit. The part of the infestation had some deer ticks with it, and picked about six or seven deer ticks off of me over the course of Sunday night through Wednesday. I don't know if they were in the truck, in the house, trapped in clothing, just where they were. But some of those sites became a little rashy. And when I went to the doctor, I showed the doctor the sites and said, I've been bitten before. What do you think about a cycle of doxycycline, which is the antibiotic? And she agreed. So I'm on 3 weeks of doxycycline and had no fear of going back in the woods on Thursday. Just sprayed down and, you know, did not get any kind of a bite. So, and my good buddy, my friend, is more afraid of ticks. I'm arachnophobic. I hate spiders. The worst thing you can do to me in the morning is walk me through a spider web going into the woods. Usually have something up in front of me, whether it's my gun or my bow or a walking stick or something. It's in front of me going through the trails because I do not like the effect of spider webs on my face. And having a spider on me is what it is. My buddy's the same way with ticks. He hates them. So we sprayed down pretty well, and I would recommend anything that has permethrin, used to be called permanone. You used to be able to get that, but it's permethrin. It's not good for your skin. Put it on your clothing, and it's the first line of defense. And then something with DEET, or there's another, and I can't say the name of the other repellent right now, that you can put on your skin to repel mosquitoes and ticks and chiggers and spiders and all that stuff from your skin, and that works well. I do want to mention chiggers and ticks are not the only bugs that can harm you out there. There are some spiders that can harm you. We do have black widow spiders here in Maryland. We also have brown recluse spiders. I have personal experience with that. Kathy was bitten twice in her life by brown recluse spiders. The bite site becomes infected almost immediately. It becomes necrotic, which means the skin in the center of the bite starts to die and turn black. You need to have surgery to correct that because it will continue to devolve the skin and continue to work its way into your system, and you'll wind up with a pretty good scar if you don't take care of it immediately. In the first case, first instance, 1985, it was identified in about a week, and Kathy was treated with high doses of steroids to counteract the venom. I can't remember what year she was bit, 2005, 6, something like that, maybe 4, I don't remember. Two surgeries. Lots of stitches and lots of bed rest. So, yeah, there's some bad stuff out there. The other thing that can take you out of action are mosquitoes. And right now, the salt marsh mosquitoes that are bred in the salt marsh are highly, highly concentrated to the point where the mosquito control people go out and they basically walk out of their truck. They stand there. They count the number of mosquitoes that get on their body over the course of a minute, and they're coming off about 45 a minute right now in some locations. Again, the DEET, D-E-E-T spray or lotion is what will take care of that and keep the mosquitoes from biting you. Use that. Also use a Thermacell. Thermacell is a appliance. It is a butane-powered little device. It's about 10 inches long and maybe 4 inches wide. It takes a butane cylinder that screws into the base of it. The butane is lit with an electronic device that lights the butane and heats up an element, just like a coil in an electric stove. The element is underneath a metal plate. The metal plate is about 1.5 inches wide by 3/4 inch high. That little plate is behind a grid. Between the grid and the plate, you place a little tablet or a little, like a cardboard insert that is impregnated with insect repellent. And it's a very, very, very effective device to carry with you, especially if you're bow hunting or muzzleloader hunting in the early season, and in particular in mosquito areas, Eastern Shore, Dorchester County, Marsh, wherever it might be, or even early duck season, you know, the September teal season or the early duck season. September teal, by the way, starts Monday, runs through the 29th, so... If you're in a duck blind, make sure you cover up because you can become infested very quickly. So, sorry to bore you with all that the personal stuff about the insects, but if you're a hunter and you're out there and you've never had chiggers, you've never been bitten by a tick, you've never been attacked by mosquitoes or walked through a spider web, well, you're in for a treat if any or all of that happens to you. So there you go. All right. Time for us to take our first break. Time for me to tell you about Pete Cycles. It's the Polaris Hunting and ATV Open House event. It's a Polaris Open House and hunting event of the season on Saturday, next Saturday, September 22nd, which is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Now, for you hunters out there, Pete Cycles having a deer hunting mini clinic with Tracy Groves. That's at 10:30 next Saturday morning at the Baltimore store. That's exit 32A, Bel Air Road, south of the Beltway, about a half mile inside. And then a mini clinic, a waterfowl mini clinic with John Akehurst at 11:30. John's going to talk about how to set up a decoy rig and calling techniques and things like that. And a side note, I just got an email from John. They had 8 guns on a golf course the other day, and, of course, the limit is 8. So 64 would have been the limit. They actually wound up killing 62 geese one morning, so it was pretty good. Hunting vendors will also be on site, a limited number of hunting vendors from 10 to 2, and you can save up to $1,000 on 2012 Polaris ATVs and Rangers with financing as low as 2.99% available. You can save up to 25% on parts and accessories, and I know there's going to be some special deals there too. Don't miss the Pete Cycle Polaris Open House at all three locations, in the town of Bel Air, in Severna Park, and in Baltimore. And there will be hunting vendors on site there as well, as, again, a limited number. For more information, visit Pete Cycle on the web at PeteCycle.com. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for street use. Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. Hey, get ready for hunting season at Clyde Sports Shop. Cotebow crossbows, they're great. I've shot them. I recommend them. Parker crossbows, Parker Quest G5 Diamond by Bowtech, vertical bows as well. Compound bows are ready. The G5 Quest is fully assembled, ready to hunt, ready to go. It has a sight, has the stabilizer, it has the whisker biscuit, the peep sight, the loop. It's all good. Go check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget Thompson Center muzzle loaders, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, the full selection of muzzle loading accessories. And, by the way, Thompson Center has some great rebates going on right now. Clyde Sports Shop, get ready for waterfowl, get ready for deer. They have the whole deal. Licenses, firearms, guns, gunsmithing, scope mounting. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. ClydeSports.com. They are open 7 days a week and take all major credit cards. Don't forget they still have live spot for those of you who are live lining. The fishing hotline is 247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop. Always glad to have them as a sponsor.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Yeah. One way to get him.
Alligator bait.
I didn't see it. I didn't see that on Swamp People.
About 45 minutes southeast to Tippett, Louisiana.
All right, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Enough, enough.
Man, what do I have to do? Come in here and pod that thing down myself? Good grief. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you this morning. Participate in the show. That's how we always like to operate here, is taking phone calls. It is actually two-way talk radio. You call, ask your question, or make a comment, and we have a conversation. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, toll-free. Within Maryland and outside the local dialing area, you can give us a call. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com to comment on anything you hear about here with an email if you prefer. Sometimes we read them on the air. Hey, there's a master hunt test at the Talbot Retriever Club. The fall hunt test is on Saturday, October 6th and Sunday, October 7th. 8 a.m. start both days. The master event is at Marston Jones Training Area near Vienna, Maryland. And then on the junior is on Saturday and senior on Sunday at LeCompte Wildlife Management Area near Linkwood, Pennsylvania. The last day to enter is September 27th, which is Thursday. That's, 10 days or 12 days from now. EntryExpress.net. Is who's running that. The master test will be held near Linkwood, and there are directions. If you'd like me to email this to you, if you're a dog handler and want your dog to take a test, you probably know about this. If you don't know about it, I'll be more than glad to email it to you, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Love to hear from you. National Hunting and Fishing Day, as I mentioned earlier, is next Saturday, September 27th. Maryland Department of Natural, of course, it's nationwide events. The Maryland event is going to be held at the Associated Gun Clubs range in on Marriottsville Road. More information on the DNR website. Let's talk to Bill in Finksburg. Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just woke up. I've been trying to get back to you listening to your program. I heard it 2 weeks ago and haven't been able to get it till this morning.
Well, it's on every Saturday from 5 to 7. So
okay.
You put that on your calendar, and if you'd like, I'll call you every morning, every Saturday morning at 5. There's probably, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 people I call every Saturday morning right around 5 o'clock and have them, you know, tune in. Ones that like to sleep late like yourself.
I appreciate it. But what I'm calling about, I read in one of the sports papers at the DNR is renting out public hunting land to hunting clubs for hunting?
Yep.
How can they rent the public hunting land out? We're already paying our price.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? Yep. Well, they have a little situation there on the Chesapeake Forest lands, and we covered that in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly where they're actually taking bids. And they take bids for things like trapping public lands. And if one of those Chesapeake Forest lands is rented out to the public, well, that's how they make a few extra bucks. And it's through the Forestry Service here in Maryland that controls that. And the whole thing is just too screwed up to talk intelligently right now at any length about. We wrote a story about it, and they actually had a public comment period. They had signs up on the on some of the public hunting lands that that were up for lease, and had them closed before the public comment period closed. And it was just a total screw up by the folks in forestry. And it was addressed. It wasn't corrected, but it was certainly addressed, and sportsmen's organizations and hunters were made aware of it to follow through with their public comments. Because those Chesapeake Forest lands are on the Lower Eastern Shore, most of the clubs that got involved had been involved with Chesapeake Forest lands before, and I don't know what type of new applications were made, but there is a fee, and so maybe it was too rich for some people. But again, it was totally mishandled.
It was supposed to be $16 an acre.
Yeah, well,
it didn't stop in the magazine.
Yeah, it didn't stop at that. Trust me.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to tell about, like I said, I listened to you 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about the red drum fishing.
Yeah.
You know, catching red drum.
Yep.
And somebody on their radio, I don't know if I was heard right or not, somebody said that the red drum, there was no limit on.
I said there's
size.
No. I didn't say that. I said
okay. There
was no minimum size limit to receive a citation for the red drum.
Oh, okay.
And that's being addressed, by the way. That there's a meeting coming up on the entire fishing challenge, I believe, this coming week, where a lot of these issues are going to be addressed. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the fishing challenge that is now underway for 2012-2013. As soon as Labor Day hits and is over, the next one starts. Although there's no Diamond Jim out there swimming around, there's still a citation program that goes on. And people can catch, you know, good-sized fish in the fall and from here through the winter, and still receive their citations and be qualified for next year's event. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Have a good one. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yes, I did not attend the event, the grand finale event last week. I've been to the last several. But I waited with rapt attention to receiving the press release, which normally comes out, you know, within hours of the event, and sure enough, there it was. Looks like it came out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon of grand finale, wrapped up at noon. So let me read that. Maryland Department of Natural Resources, DNR Secretary John Griffin, presented approximately $70,000 in cash prizes and merchandise to lucky anglers last Saturday morning at the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Nearly 2,000 people, including sponsors, anglers, and their guests, attended the 8th annual contest closing ceremony at Sandy Point State Park. Quote, "The sport of fishing is a long-standing tradition here in Maryland, a way to build camaraderie and create memories with friends and family," said Griffin. "I want to extend a huge congratulations to this year's winners and remind of my fellow anglers that although the 2012 contest has come to an end, this marks the start of the 2013 challenge. Happy fishing." That little "of" word that was in the secretary's quote was deleted from the second version of the press release coming up soon. And there we go. Since Labor Day 2011, more than 1,000 anglers qualified to participate in the grand prize drawing, 9 of whom qualified for the Diamond Jim component of the challenge. Youth winners from 20 fishing rodeos across the state also won exciting guided fishing trips donated by supporting fishing groups and professional guides. And we salute those groups and those guides for helping with our youngsters. Again, John Griffin, Secretary. thank you to all of our generous sponsors who have helped this contest go strong for 8 years now. These partnerships help keep this sport alive, introduce our state's youth to the joys of fishing, and while inspiring the next generation to become responsible stewards of our natural world. I'm not sure if they're having trouble with the quotes or if John actually talks like this. I suspect that they're having trouble rendering his quotes. That would be the Office of Communication and Marketing. However, we'll let that one pass. Now, there was an error there if you were listening carefully. Walking away with the grand prize of boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shops and Tracker Boats was John Veal of Annapolis, who caught an Angler Award qualifying 13.5-pound white perch. "This was a big surprise," said Veal. "I came here to enjoy the event and won a new boat." John Schultz, a novice angler from Pennsylvania, won all-expense-paid fishing trip. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me back up there. I thought I saw something that didn't sound quite right. Let me read that again, see if you catch it. Walking away with today's grand prize of boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shops and Tracker Boats was John Veal of Annapolis. Congratulations, John, by the way. Who caught an Angler Award qualifying 13.5-pound white perch. Yeah, I thought that's what I read. Whew. Okay, let's go on. John Schultz, a novice angler from Pennsylvania, won an all-expense-paid fishing trip to Bimini Game Club on Bimini Island in the Bahamas, provided by the World Fishing Network. "This is amazing," said Schultz. "I cannot get over it." Bill's out. Door center, on it goes. 9 lucky anglers caught specially tagged rockfish in the Diamond Jim component of the 2012 Fishing Challenge. After all the corresponding envelopes were opened and no authentic Diamond Jim was discovered, the anglers split the contest cash prize of $25,000, taking home $2,778 eek. That's EAC. They eek. Got $2,778. The youth remember, they're trying to write this in a big hurry. They pre-wrote the press release, plugged in the names, you know, shot it out, and everybody in the media, on the media list, a couple hundred of us, got this one, and we were supposed to run and, you know, print it in the next edition of whatever. The youth component of the Maryland Fishing Challenge celebrated blank lucky anglers who advanced from DNR-sponsored fishing rodeos this summer. This generous Maryland fishing groups and individuals who sponsored youth trips this year were, insert trip information. Quote, "Catch a Fish is one of Maryland Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights issued by Governor Martin O'Malley, blah, 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 blah." Well, obviously there are a few errors there. 4 hours later, the new press release came out. John Griffin's quotes, one of them was corrected. The 13.5-pound white perch became 13.5 inches, and they did insert the trip information. Or did they not? No, they did not. They did not insert the trip information. But they did insert 19 lucky anglers in the youth component. But they did not put the details in the fish trip information. Job well done. OCM, beautiful work. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you wish to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. Did you participate in the fishing challenge? Were you there at Sandy Point? Were you one of the qualifying anglers that could have won the boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shops or thousands in fishing tackle? Well, if you were, I hope you had a good time, I'm sure. And we would love to hear from you if you were there, if you were on site. Tell us what you thought. Yes, indeed. By the way, today's smart, green, and growing tip is beautiful fall weather makes for great boating and fishing in Maryland. Help protect our waterways by being a clean boater. You're a clean boater, aren't you, Brian? it doesn't say anything. You know, if I want to describe that, well, it's in big print, so that must mean that there's a definition there if you click on that. You know, take a shower, shave, wash your hair, you know, scrub down good, shine your shoes, you know, press your shirts, make sure your underwear are clean. You know, one of those deals. I think. I'm not sure what it means, but it says be a clean boater. So, oh, when filling up your boat with fuel, it's always good. Tanks should only be filled to 90% capacity. Does that make sense, Brian? I think it does. 90% capacity. Because topping off nearly always results in a petroleum spill when fuel rushes out of the vent and over the side, which can be fatal to aquatic life because you're too stupid to cut off the pump before it overflows. Moron. Oh, wait, I added that part. If you're interested in doing more, sign Maryland's Clean Boater Pledge. And if you have to brush your teeth, I don't know. Well, it's relatively good advice. You don't want to overflow and get all that fuel and stuff in your boat and over the side and into the water. I mean, you've seen that at the dock. You've seen the guys that have filled their boats up and fuel goes over. But, you know, I mean, these clean tips, these smart green and growing tips, they're really annoying because they presume that the state is smarter than we are and they can take care of our environment better than you and I can. We're too stupid to recycle our socks and use them to clean our blinds and our lampshades. We're too stupid to cut the fuel off going into our tanks on our boats, so we only fill them to 90% capacity. 90%. If you know you have a 10-gallon tank and you know you're empty, why would you only put 9 gallons in? Well, because you're too stupid not to overflow your tank. And are you a clean boater? Take the Clean Boater Pledge. Hand over your heart or put your three fingers in the air. Or both. Take off your hat. Salute the governor's office. Face towards Annapolis and bow five times. Or what? I don't know. Come on. Whew. Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Comments, please. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Like to hear from you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex Spray-On Bed Liners of Glen Burnie. The only authorized Linex dealer in Glen Burnie. And Bay Linex is proud to provide outstanding customer service, which they do. Just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with the nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex bed liners completely seal out water, therefore rust, unlike a drop-in bed liner that you buy from the hardware store. It's a spray-on, completely seals your truck bed. It has a durable non-slip surface, reduces noise and vibration. Linex bed liners resist most chemicals, protect against impact, and they clean up like new at your local car wash. Now, Bay Linex now offers the new Linex Extra, fortified with DuPont Kevlar, that utilizes your paint code to match your liner to your vehicle and provides Kevlar protection to your truck bed. Your bed liner could match your truck. Linex mobile service can come to your farm, home, or job site and apply the correct Linex material for your underground storage tanks, your trailers, your decks, any surface that needs protection. So I urge you, protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. They lie next to Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway 3A, exit 3A, or off Ritchie Highway. You can visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is your contact person and my buddy, 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Wow, that's it. When you mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoors and Radio Show, Baylinex of Glen Burnie. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rolling, 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 rolling. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love, and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up.
A little Rawhide there by Riders in the Sky. If you ever get a chance to see their one of their concerts, they're really fun. Yes, indeed. Got to see them in Gettysburg last year. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Uncle Dale, how are you?
Good morning, Professor.
How are you?
I believe, didn't Frankie Lane sing that song for the TV show?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Yep, I believe he did.
That shows your age and my age. Alan.
Yeah, exactly.
Alan, that bunch up at OCM, it's, you know, you read the press release, and at first it was kind of amusing, but then I got to thinking, you know, if they're putting out information that, that people are depending on and they don't get it correct, Alan, that could cause a few problems.
I did like the 13.5-pound white perch.
Well, I'd like to know where the fella caught that and what he was using for bait.
He was using a 13.5-inch white perch.
I guess. Maybe a 13.5-inch striped bass.
Maybe. Could have been. Yeah, who knows.
But again, Alan, if they're not putting out the information, granted they corrected it, but 4 hours later, and I would think some of the people that, that had those trips for the kids and all kind of.
Well, they didn't. They didn't put the details in with the trips, even though in the first press release it said, "Insert trip information."
Yeah.
They just deleted that line and kept going.
And you know, I would think too that those sponsors would be kind of upset because again, that's good publicity for them.
Well, sure, I understand that, but you know what? They're professionals, so
well,
if that's the way they choose to do their job.
Think with spell check and grammar check and all the other tools available today, it would be interesting.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and then timely information.
Well, they spent their money on the Compass system for the licenses, so.
I would think, too, Alan. I mean, timely information. And I went and checked the list of sites for shooter qualifications. And,
yes.
Because I thought I had heard there was a spot in Queen Anne's County that
yeah.
was coming online. Well, I went and checked, and there was nothing listed for Queen Anne's County.
Right.
So a friend of mine did some homework for me because, you know me, Mr. No-Tech.
Yeah.
Was able to find out that, indeed, the club in Sellersville is having a qualification.
Ah.
And it's today.
Oh. So, are you going?
No. I think they may have some other mm-hmm. some other dates, but the fact that it was not listed on the DNR website was somewhat disturbing.
Well, you know, hey, look, there's a lot of entities out there, and because we're Department of Natural Resources, we can't possibly know every little podunk club out there after all.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't send us the information, it's hard for us to put it on the website.
That's right. Yeah, but I would think...
That, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. But again, we got our smart green and growing tip this morning.
Yes, you did.
Well, that was...
Don't be a moron. Don't overfill your gas tank.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Alan.
Well, Dale...
Maybe it's best that I'm off into the sunset.
Maybe it's best that I can be sitting here and be a commentator.
Yeah.
Yeah, just an ordinary spud. That's
right.
Spud, S-P-U-D.
That's right.
I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
That's right. So. I'm glad your infiltration is feeling better.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It was miserable.
I'll tell you
one thing, one fun thing to do while you're watching Monday Night Football, though, and that's pick off, you know, a little, little chigger bites off your arms. That's fun.
Yeah. Alan, I've been there, done that.
Oh, man.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that. I'll talk to you later, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. See you. Wow. Here's a nice email. Morgan, I hope this gets the hair on the back of your neck standing up. why are Maryland trappers allowed to drop off groundhogs on public lands? This comes from Leonard in Brookville, Maryland. Well, Leonard, truth is, they're not. I live near a state park. This year I have about 20 groundhogs on my property. My property borders the parkland, and I noticed a pickup truck with cages on it near my driveway. When I went to talk to the owner, he said he was releasing some wildlife received or removed from Montgomery Village, and they were groundhogs. He said DNR allows the release. Leonard, if you're listening, what I would do would be write down any signage on the side of that vehicle, and in particular, write down the license number. Because groundhogs, being a rabies vector species, you are allowed to do two things with them when you trap them. As an animal damage control agent, if this is what this gentleman indeed was. And maybe he was not licensed. And DNR does not allow the release. Here are the rules. If you catch a rabies vector species, fox, raccoon, groundhog, beaver, and skunk, I believe. I'm doing that by memory. You must do one of two things. Either re-release it on site or euthanize it. A 22 CB cap in the ear is always a good way to euthanize any of those species. So, this guy does not want to be bothered shooting the groundhogs or euthanizing them or whatever he has to do. He simply finds it easier to take them and re-release them and trouble you with them. And I will tell you something. I think that you should report this individual, because he is indeed breaking the law and putting you, Leonard, in danger. You. There are more species, there are more cases of rabies reported in Montgomery County, in Maryland, generally, than any other county. So keep that in mind, and I hope you're still listening. The name of the bumper song at 5:30 this morning was Amos Moses by Jerry Reed, who's passed on now. But Thank you, Leonard. Glad you enjoy the show. I think I'm correct on that. Oh, here's another one from Dale. As far as the green growing, smart and growing tips. Oh, yes. It's only going to get worse if the guy in the White House wins. Governor will only feel free to do more greening. Yeah, that's true. Our country's in a sad state of affairs right now. Sad state of affairs. In a way, you know, I'm kind of glad I'm as old as I am. My grandson will be 13. Doesn't know how to dial a rotary phone. Think about it. Brian, how old are your kids? Does a 12-year-old know? Has he ever seen a rotary phone? Does he know how to dial a rotary phone? No, exactly right. Doesn't know how to dial a rotary phone. Has one at his grandmother's. Went to make a call, looked at the phone, looked at his mom and said, what do I do? Put your finger in the slot and turn the dial. Couldn't do it. Whew. Hey, the good news is Pete's Cycle's having their Polaris open house and hunting event of the season next Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 to 2. Now, for you hunters out there, Pete's Cycle is having a deer hunting and waterfowl mini clinic at 10:30 with Tracy Groves and a waterfowl mini clinic with John Akerst at 11:30. Hunting vendors will be on hand from 10 to 2. Save up to $1,000 on 2012 Polaris ATVs and Rangers. Financing as low as 2.99% available. Save up to 25% on parts and accessories. Don't miss the Pete Cycle Polaris Open House at all three locations in the town of Bel Air, in Severna Park, or in Baltimore. That's Bel Air Road, 32A south of the Beltway, about a half mile on the left-hand side. For more information, I'll be there. Visit us on the web at PeteCycle.com. Polaris adult models are for riding.